Here's McShane into the line. Dawn chimes in. It's 3-on-2. Luke Dawn with a dummy, and Luke Dawn for the line will score. 2.5 minutes gone here at the Mendehoes Jungle, and the Tigers are in. Simple shift to the left, and Luke Dawn reaches out and scores, and the Tigers lead by 4 points to 0. And Lee, too easy for the Tigers.
Yeah, and I think, to be fair, if Hull FC have got an Achilles heel, it's their defensive edge on the right hand side. Certainly Fanoa, you know, gets himself in all sorts of issues when he's defending down that side, and Cass are very much a left sided team, and they broke through with ease, to be fair.
You think they're going to take Fanoor and Michaels on this afternoon, Scully?
Oh, yeah, with no doubt about that. But I tell you what, if Hull FC just feel as though they can just turn up today, I reckon that Cass are going to lie down. Well, I tell you what, this is a wake-up call now in the first 2 minutes, because Cass and the Tigers, they're just going to play a conservative set. And as I mentioned before, kick-off, Luke Dawn plays out of that second standoff. Great play to the left-hand side. As Cluxy mentioned there, yeah, Hull do have a bit of a problem on the right-hand side, but that's where Cassford always attack. That's a great play there from McShane. Good option, Luke Dawn taking the dummy. And they say, fantastic start from the Cass Tigers. I tell you what, this is the head-scratch of the game for Darrell Powell. Why can't Cass play on this every week?
Luke Dawn's going to give Jamie Shaw a bit more catching practice. Here is Shaw this time as McGlethney, he's lost it, and the Tigers have scored, and it's Ben Crooks who's got it, and Jamie Shaw's dropped the football, and Ben Crooks has scored here. 5 minutes on the clock.
Touch judge might have something to say about it.
He's already given it. Touch
judge has backed off, and no try. Milner comes to the right-hand side to tickle out the back to Millington. Here's Webster. Webster can play on. Webster's over, and Jake Webster scored for the Tigers. Second try of the afternoon. 17 minutes on the clock here at the Mendehoes Jungle, and Castleford double their lead. It's all too easy for them, Scully.
Oh, it is all too easy, and I tell you what, Webster normally plays on the left-hand side, where the absolutely massive Cass on the left-hand side at times with Moores, Webster and Solomona, but now he's playing the second row today, and he's just absolutely steamrolled over Mark Steed. His defence wasn't that good, and they say his momentum took him over there, but what a great start by Castleford Tigers. They are certainly in the mood this afternoon, and to try and maybe keep that top four spot alive. Great start by the Tigers. Hull FC, they know they're in the game now.
Yeah, good stuff, yeah, totally agree with. Again, with Gary, you know, you look at the purpose that that Jake Webster run onto the ball at, you know, everybody, the right-hand edge there, left-hand edge, you know, looking for people coming out the back, and they've just picked the lead up in Webster, and he's just trampled straight over the top of Mark Snead. Mark Snead has got to get off his line. He can't just stand there and wait for him.
Tigers defence certainly up for it at the moment, as Houghton jumps out to the left-hand side, out of the back to Snead. Snead to Pritchard. Pritchard comes back against the face. Pritchard for the line will score. Hull FC are in, and they've hit back immediately. 20 minutes on the clock here at the Mendehoes Jungle, and Frank Pritchard gets on the black dot. It's the Tigers 8, Hull 4, and when it came, it was so simple, Lee.
Yeah, and, you know, obviously, Cass will be really disappointed, you know, conceding a lost possession from the kickoff after scoring the try, and then, you know, giving away a penalty, and from the resulting penalty, they've just moved the ball, dropped Frank Pritchard off underneath the post, and he found it very, very comfortable just to stride over.
Score it. And easy when it came,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, it was easy, but it's just that mistake from Solomon, and, you know, Darrell Parley was absolutely furious with that, because you don't expect it from, you know, a senior and a quality player like Solomona there. But as we say in Super League, it doesn't matter who you're playing against, you know, you concede penalty, and a quality side like Hull, you are going to concede a four-pointer. That's exactly what I did there with Pritchard, but I must say, it was pretty soft defence from Cass Tigers.
Houghton at dummy half, goes to the right to Snead. Snead gets it to Tua Mavavia. Here's Michaels for the corner. Stevie Michaels cuts back in field. They had numbers there. Hull, the Castleford defence was really sucked in as Fanoor at dummy half gets it to Snead. Snead's going to drop it on the boot into the in-goal. It's hit the post for Houghton, and Danny Houghton has scored for the black and white. They're in, second try of the afternoon, and they're in front, the league leaders. Danny Houghton with a try, 26 minutes on the clock. It's Cass 8, Hull 10.
Well, you make your own luck in this game, and as Lee Cook mentioned, about 5 minutes into the game, there's a steel and a mentality about this Hull FC side, and I say they may not be playing to the best of their ability, but they will just keep going, and I say the process, what they have, and you know, you meet your own up there and Sneed hit the post. Dele Alwyn, as he's done all season, you know, just following up every kick and chase, and he got a bit of luck there. You meet your own luck. The black and light, Sneed will kick this. They will make it 12-8. Yeah.
To be fair, I think it's a planned move as well, because that's the third time that they've scored
this season doing that,
kicking the ball to the post.
I'm not having it, Lee. I'm just telling you, I'm not having it kicking for the post.
Well, they've scored three times this year.
I'm just going to say
they did kick for the post.
Yeaman at dummy half gets it to Pritchard. Pritchard's pass to Washbrook, looked forward, and another penalty for the black and whites. That's seven they've had in this first half. A high shot by either Cook or Springer, and Luke Dawn's going for a chat with Gareth Ewer. And
I think Dawny will be saying there's certainly a lack of consistency in his appraisal of what's a high tackle and what isn't a high tackle.
And Hull are going to roll. Would you have gone for two, Scully?
No, keep the pressure on.
As Houghton gets us underway, 10 from the line, tries the short side to Fanua. Mahe Fanua is over, and he's been ruled held up again by Gareth Ewer. How's he not scored?
Exactly, Matt Ho. How has he not scored? That literally 2 yards away, the size of the guy, just literally go alone, you score the try. But tell you what, give credit to Cass defence, outstanding.
Hull fans aren't happy.
Well, how's he not scored that?
Obviously, Mahe Fanua's not happy. As Houghton at dummy half, 10 out, goes to the left to Sneed. Here is Chris Green now in centre field. He's got away from the first one, 8 away from the line now.
I'll tell you what, Mike, it's only a matter of time here now. It's only a matter of time before another 4 points from the black and whites.
As Tua Mavavi tries to switch the play to Washbrook, and Washbrook's going to be held up, 5 away from the line. As Houghton waits at dummy half, goes out to the right hand side. Here is Sneed. Sneed looking for runners, goes short for Fanua again. Mahe Fanua has scored this time. 37 minutes on the clock. Third try of the afternoon for the black and whites. And after being denied twice, Mahe Fanua gets over. And Hull lead by 16 points to 8, Lee.
Yeah, and again, Scully summed it up. You know, it was only a matter of time. They've had an enormous amount of pressure on the Castleford line, and as I say, you can only defend for so long, and Fanua's had three opportunities. He's not taken two of them, but he certainly took the third one.
Well, again, it's just a discipline from Castleford. You know, Junior Moore's coughing the ball up early in the tackle count, and then a head-eye tackle, penalty. You give mistake after mistake, then a penalty, invite a quality side like Hull into your own 22. Only one thing that happens, my own, you concede the 4 pointers, and you won't stop quality sides by scoring the 4 pointers.
Here is Will Mayer. Mayer out the back to Millington. Here's Dawn. Quick hands for Crooks. Crooks gets it to Flynn for the corner. Paddy Flynn for the corner will score. And Castleford have got the first point of the second half. Simple shift to the right. 59 minutes on the clock here. A hat-trick last week for Paddy Flynn. He's picked one up again this afternoon. It's the Tigers 12, Hull FC 18.
Well, I was just saying there that Casper just needed some more enthusiasm, some more purpose in the play now to ask some questions, and they've certainly done that. And I say the black and whites gave a silly penalty away, a good field position from Castleford Tigers. And well, Jake Webster on his left hand side asked some questions, but great movement to the right. And Paddy Flynn, well, whilst had he been the signing for the Cast Tigers so far this season? Give him half a chance, he will put the 4 pointers on the board for you. Great try, Cass.
And tempo as well. Just, you know, we spoke about the tempo and the speed of the pass, and obviously Cass lifted it that set, and they've got the joy for it.
Milner comes to the left to Cook, out of the back to McShane. McShane gets it to Dawn, 3-on-2. Dawn to Webster, Webster to Solomona, and Denis Solomona's in at the corner, and the Tigers have scored 2 in 4 minutes. 18 and a half minutes left here at the Menderhorst Jungle. The Tigers are right back in it. It's Castleford 16, Hull FC 18, and it's come off the back of the penalty scoring.
Well, I tell you what, Lee Crooks mentioned momentum in this game, and this has been a huge momentum swing now for the Cast Tigers. The last 5 minutes, as I mentioned, we just needed some enthusiasm and purpose from Cast, and we've got that. But again, it's just come from indiscipline from Hull FC on the third tackle. No need for the high shot, but take nothing away from Cast. Great field position, excellent hands down the left-hand side here again. And I say, Luke Dawn coming in from fullback. Webster, Solomona, best finishing in Super League. Great try. Castleford back in this game.
Here is Snead to Price. Price with the dummy. Price straightens up. Back on the inside to Jamie Scholl. Scholl's got Dahl to beat. And Jamie Scholl will score. Super move from Hull FC. And the black and whites are back in front. 15 minutes left here at the Jungle. And Hull are back in front. Jamie Scholl with a try. It's the Tigers 18, Hull FC 22. And that score was fast-flowing attacking football.
It was indeed. And that's what Jamie Scholl's all about, isn't he? And the support playing, you know, 20, 30 yards out. He's absolutely sensational. But I tell you what, Leon Price, I know he's been left out since the Magic weekend. And he's been the big creator of that try. And he's just looked up into the stand and said to Lee Radford, "I'm back. You've missed me. I've just created this try that maybe get us a 2 points." And I say, well, Hull FC just turning that class on there. Just turn the tap on and come up with a 4-pointer. But Leon Price said to Lee Radford, "I'm back, son."
And if that pass had gone the other way, we might be watching Danny Tickle take a conversion attempt right now.
And that's just about, I mean, that's communication more than anything else, because, you know, Jake Wake's a water scene, Junior Moore's where he was. So unless Junior Moore tells him, you know, he's not going to be able to have offload. But, you know, Leon Price, full credit to him, that's what he does best. And, you know, when he runs the ball up the line, shows and goes, picks surely up on his inside. No, there's only one thing that was going to happen there, and that's a try.
Bob Pritchard's dropped it. Zero tackle. Fanua's dropped it, sorry.
There we go.
And Cass have got a chance now. Here is Webster. Solomon is screaming for it down this left-hand side.
Come to the left ears. Yeah, good night, God bless.
Yeah. Here is McShane. They've come the right way now with Mayer out the back to Horn. Horn gets it to Dawn. Dawn for Webster. Webster to Solomona, isn't at the corner. And Denny Solomona has got his second try of the game. 6 minutes left here at the Menderhorst Jungle. The Tigers are backing it again. Big mistake from Maher Fanua. Hull defence not reset. Ball moved out to the left. And Denny Solomona flies in at the corner. And it's the Tigers 22, Hull FC 24.
Oh, Matt Houghton, I said there's a few more tries left in this game, but I tell you what, you didn't expect it from mistake after mistake after mistake. And as I say, you keep inviting teams back into your own 22, you'll concede them. And I say, Cass of the Tigers are creating the numbers again on the left-hand side. No better man on your side than Solomona, the best finisher, I've said, in Super League. What's that now? 24, 25 tries for Solomona. Outstanding. Cass of the Tigers back in this game.
Here we go, Danny Tickle with a chance to level things up. Kicks on its way, and it's looking good, it's looking good. Oh, it's hit the post! Hit the post! 4-3-2-1. It's been kicked out by Mark Snead. They're going to have to play the second... No, they've got to play the second bit. It's not over yet. They've got to play. They've got to tap the ball and kick it out again. Yeah. And Hull FC are going to win by 2 points. Mark Snead's going to tap this and he's going to boot it out. And that's going to be it. Full time here at the Menderhorst Jungle. And Hull FC resume their lead at the top of First Utility Super League with a 2-point victory here this afternoon. The Tigers, though, have scored 5-4 here this afternoon, and the Tigers led by 8 points to nil after Luke Dawn and Jake Webster put them ahead inside the first 17 minutes. Hull, though, had much the better of the back end of the first half. Tries from Pritchard, Houghton and Fanua, with 3 goals from Snead, sending them in 18-8 up at the break. But the Tigers hit back, 18 minutes in the second half. Paddy Flynn with a try. 3 minutes later, Solomona was in. Danny Tickle with a goal. We're locked up at 18-all. But Hull hit straight back. Great passing move. Price releasing Scholl. Snead goal. And the league leaders were 24-18 back in front. With 7 minutes left, Denny Solomona got in at the corner for his second. Danny Tickle's conversion hit the post. And that's how we finish. Cass 22, Hull 24. Scully, a far better game than the one we saw last week at the John Smith.
Yeah, it was indeed better. As I say, Hull certainly, you know, getting the 2 points here. But it's just that mentality what this Hull side have got now. And they play for the full 80 minutes. And at times, you know, it may not be pretty. They may not be... quality, and it may not be the best of their ability, but what they have got this year is, that team's brilliant. From 1 to 17, they've got match winners, and I say when Leon Price came onto the field, and there's just nice that show and go, step on the inside, Jamie Shaw showing all that quality. But again, it's a head scratch for Darryl Powell, because at times, you know, his side just giving penalties away, inviting Hull FC back into this game, and exactly what they've done there. And they say, well, Hull, even though they're not being at the best, they go back to the top of Super League.
Lee, we mentioned goal kicking plenty of times this afternoon, and ultimately it's proved to be the difference, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has, to be honest. And as he said, you know, Danny Tickle, I don't think he's done a lot of kicking since he's come back. Just certainly missed Luke Gale, but you know, frustrating, I think, from Darryl's point of view, you know, to lose a game by 2 points. But I just thought that, to be fair, both teams, you know, they invited the opposition back into the game at periods today. And as I said, a draw would have probably been a fair result, but Hull have managed to grind that win out. And again, they've done that on a number of occasions this season. And that's, you know, they've got a different mentality and a different approach to the game this season. And, you know, I think good teams manage to win even when they don't play particularly well. And that's what Hull have done today.